Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Have you ever been in a difficult or even a desperate situation? Did you ask someone for help? If you didn't, why not? We find it hard to ask for help, don't we? We like to think we can handle life on our own. And we also think that asking for help suggests weakness. But you know, that's not always true. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to this program, Hope for Today. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. And how do we know that? Because we hear from them. Here's just one example from a listener in Ethiopia. He shares his testimony and he asks for help. He writes, "A couple of years ago, I was very sick. One day, I got the Heralds of Hope radio program, and I started listening with my father-in-law. We are not born-again Christians. We were Orthodox Christians. While we were continuing to listen, the program attracted me, and I started praying in secret. I took the phone number from the program one day, and I called the call center. I spoke to the producer, and he prayed for me. After the prayer, I am completely healed from the disease from which I suffered a lot before. Even because of my pain, I lost my job. Now I am very well. Please pray for my wife that God opens her heart to Jesus. Thank you." Praise God for this man's healing, not only physically, but spiritually too. What a tremendous testimony. But there's still a need. Did you catch it? He asks for prayer for his wife so that she will open her heart to Jesus just like he has. So let's pray for them right now. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice with this listener in his physical healing. But even more than that, we rejoice in his spiritual healing. He has accepted Jesus as his Savior and Lord. And there is joy in heaven because of his choice to follow Jesus. And Lord, you have heard his request for his wife, that she would open her heart to you. We know you don't force anyone to follow and serve you, but you, Father, can arrange the circumstances of life to make her more willing to consider the claims of Jesus on her life. All of us who are praying this together right now agree in asking you to do this, Father, and we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you've been tuning in regularly to Hope for Today, you know that we're studying from John's Gospel. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, founder and first president of Heralds of Hope. Here he is with today's teaching titled, "We Need Help," and the scripture portion is John chapter 8 and verses 12 to 20.
The greatest curse of our time, my friend, is go it by yourself. Do your own thing. It's not new. Men in other days tried that as well. Long before King David's time, the Bible reports, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That is what we see on every hand now. Independence then brought a harvest of anarchy, and society went to pieces. We are living in days uncomfortably like those days long ago. We need help to find the way in life. Our most important step in life is to admit our need. Why are we so slow to understand what our problem is? A conversation Jesus had with the people of his day will provide us with some very helpful suggestions. So I'm going to read John 8, 12 to 20. You follow me in your Bible. Then Jesus spoke again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Therefore the Pharisees said to him, You bear record of yourself. Your record is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Though I bear record of myself, my record is true, for I know where I came from and where I go. But you cannot tell where I came from and where I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. They said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus said to them, You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Jesus spoke these words in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. From these words of Jesus, I wish to point out to you the reasons why we need help. Reason one is the prevailing darkness of self-will. Jesus' claim set up the contrast. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Immediately, by implication, I understand that Jesus said, anywhere else besides following me is darkness. But there must be a yielding to follow him. If any man follow me, he shall not walk in the darkness. Self-will is the path of darkness. You may think you have light, but you don't have light. Because Jesus said if you follow him, you'll walk in the light. You'll not be walking in the darkness. So if you're not following him, then you are walking in the darkness. King David once said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The prevailing darkness of self-will is one reason why we need help. The second reason we need help is the assailing error of human judgment. They came back to Jesus like this. You bear record of yourself. Your record is not true. That had a very shallow basis. It had no footing. It was a quick response without depth. They had little time for reflection. It was a one-sided evidence because Jesus said, You judge after the flesh. You have not taken all matters into consideration. They had uncertainty because the flesh is shifting. It was unreal because it was partial. You can't make a partial judgment and come anywhere near reality. We need help. Jesus said, Your law says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. I affirm, my friend, that God's law will give us help. And I affirm we need help, because human judgment is not enough. There is error in human judgment. We need help because of the assailing error of human judgment. We also need help because of the alienating ignorance of the rational mind. We were made to think. Oh yes, God made us that way. Our reasoning ability is part of God's gift to us. But the mind has sidetracks that separate us from God. These people got sidetracked. They said, "Where is your father?" Many let the mind throw up roadblocks. This was a show of unbelief, because they did not believe in him. But Jesus said, "The Father and I are one." There was a union between him and God. As a son of God, Jesus could make such a statement. "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." Yes, my friend, we need help. We cannot take this step into knowledge without taking the step of faith. Our minds are too limited. Our rational mind is hemmed in with ignorance. Jesus will open a whole new field of knowledge for you, my friend. The reason we need help is the alienating ignorance of the rational mind. It keeps us away from God. Your greatest step forward will be when you agree with me and God that you need help. Your self-will has you in darkness. Jesus can give you light. Your human judgment has you in error. Jesus can give you truth. Your rational mind has you in ignorance. Jesus can give you knowledge. You need help, and he can give you help.
My friend, there's no shame in admitting that we need help. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." I don't want my life to end up in spiritual death, do you? So we need the help of God and other people to find his way, the right way for living. And then we can truly know the Heavenly Father. My friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. If you have questions about what you heard today, write to us at Hope for Today. We will take your questions to God's Word and find answers for you. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching. We need help. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, We Need Help. It's available in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, Understanding Yourself. You won't want to miss it. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.